Happy 420, my friend Grizz.
Happy 420, Mike.
Here we are, man. You out on your porch and me here in my home office. And we're doing the show, not out celebrating outdoors. Well, you are. Together. It's a conspiracy I have. We'll talk more about that. Well, listen, by the way, subscribe, tell a friend. It's a little bit of a comedy show with, you know, some guests. Oh, hey, look, man, Nick Dolinsky's coming in.
Oh, Big Nick.
Yeah, hey, well, this is turning into a party now already.
Excellent.
Oh, well, he dials in. I'll remind you that we're on YouTube and everywhere you listen to podcasts. And today we are celebrating together glorious 420.
It is. It's glorious. It's as glorious as it could be. It's a glorious day outside. The sun is shining.
Yeah.
It's beating down on my face. It's wonderful. And there's no one out.
No, it's a little barren out there when it comes to... It's a day where most people would be like, hey, we can almost be on a patio. Let's go throw the ball. Not really. Let's go smoke everybody. We're going to meet in the park for 420. You know there would have been a huge 420 event today. You know there would have
100%.
Been.
100%.
Instead, there is not.
Nothing. It didn't even make the papers.
No.
I don't think it made the papers.
Somebody sent me a note saying, happy 420. And I was like, yeah, all month. Oh, wait, today is actually that. You know, so yeah.
But I don't think people are smoking weed because they're happy right now.
No, why are they smoking it?
Because I think that everybody's just in a funk, and they're trying to make it better. You know,
yeah.
I see Nick. There's... romper stomper, bumper boo.
He's such a, and I see Nick, and I see Grizz.
Yeah.
Something you didn't hear on Romper Room when we were kids was. And I see Grizz, and I see Mike, and I see little Nicky Soundboard. He's connecting to the audio. That's a good thing.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Hey, there's Nick. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
You need a haircut. What the fuck is going on, Nick?
I don't know. Something weird.
You look like an 80s new wave star.
Yeah, a little flock of seagulls going on.
Yeah, man. It's very handsome. How have you been?
I'm all right.
Attaboy.
It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay,
batting
right?
Down the hatches? You still staying
busy.
At home?
Yeah,
busy?
I'm staying home. Yeah, I'm lucky that I got a bit of work to do, a bit of client work. So, yeah, there's that. And I'm doing mostly falls at home, the quarantine edition. And,
oh,
yeah.
I love it. It's the funniest part of my day. Every time one of those goes up, I tee-hee and I send it out with my comments. It's very funny. Nick is hilarious.
Nick is funny.
Yeah.
I like you, Nick.
I like Nick.
Oh, I like you too, Grizz, kind of.
He's that's about as safe as it should be at that.
Yeah.
That's the distance.
That's about it,
social man. Distancing with Grizz is how you're friends with him. That's how we manage it, actually.
That's exactly it. I've practiced social distancing my whole life. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
I've heard that more than anything consistently from you since we've been friends, I promise you.
I actually, because of this whole, you know, shelter in place bullshit, I trimmed my beard yesterday for the first time.
Looks good.
And it was big, man. I let it go.
Your beard was the Nick's hair of faces.
It was pretty. Yeah, exactly. It was massive, man. I had a massive beard and I finally trimmed it down. I feel like a human being again, but I haven't really been out of a bathrobe for the past 30 days or so.
I miss wearing shoes.
I miss wearing shoes. Yeah, no kidding.
Like,
no kidding.
I don't think anybody's feet are going to be the same ever again.
No. No.
And by the way, I think death due to obesity has now seriously outweighed death to COVID virus. I could be wrong, but I'm just guessing.
So what are you doing?
No, it's healthy at all sizes, guys. People are healthy at all sizes.
No,
it could be 800 pounds. It's healthy at all sizes, guys. Haven't you heard?
Yeah.
Read BuzzFeed, guys.
Everybody is their own size. It's just how healthy you live in that size. All right, chubby.
Yeah. So I got a question, though,
yeah,
for you guys. What are you doing to combat the boredom? Because I think people are getting really bored. Like, I'm bored senseless. I don't know what to do anymore.
Black tar heroin over here.
That'll work. Mm-hmm. That'll work. I tried the cam soda for a while.
What's that?
Oh, you don't know what Camp Soda is?
No.
Oh, it's some porn site. I don't know much about it.
All right, I'm going to dial it up right now. Let me have a look-see.
No, don't do it. Don't, God.
Okay, let me just open an incognito tab here.
Yeah, yeah. It's all live feeds of disgusting.
So you're what are you doing? Are you doing like porn on there? You're like, are you consuming or producing?
Neither. No. I've never been there. I just know about it.
Okay. Yeah.
What I've read.
Where do you read stuff like this? Where are there articles about this sort of thing?
There's a website. You're such an asshole. I fucking hate you. I hate you. I made a joke. I thought you knew what Cam Soda was. You didn't.
Come on, and now you're buddy.
Completely outing. No. Come on. Forget it. Forget it. No, okay, I'm fair enough. Now. But what are you guys doing to combat it?
I'm starting up a YouTube channel. That's what I'm doing. I never had really had time to do it, and now I do. So, doing the whole thing, putting up clips and stuff like that. And
that is basic white bitch shit right there. You got a blog going too? Are you baking bread? Yeah. You making banana bread too?
Pretty close. I made fondant.
Oh my god!
You made what?
Fondant.
Oh boy!
What the fuck is that?
It's fondant like that, channel.
It's like that Play-Doh stuff you put on cake. That's like but it's like moldable,
right?
You actually made that like from scratch? You said.
Yeah, I made marshmallow fondant, which is a different variant.
But in all fairness, you were just testing it as a potential vehicle for plastique and other explosive, right? Yeah.
What was the reason for making fondant?
The wife and I, we watched this show called Nailed It.
Yeah, I know it.
And they always use this fondant, and I wanted to, it was like a fun activity for a Sunday afternoon to cheer up my wife.
That is fun. Yeah. You know what? The things that people are doing, right? I don't know, man. I haven't gotten bored, really. First of all, there's housework to do. And on the weekend, I scooped up 112 dog shits. And I've been building a gazebo for my dad and doing podcast galore, basic white bitch shit. And baking bread. I haven't done that. Actually, I haven't done any baking.
I didn't think so.
No, I've done no. I've been baked, but I haven't been baking. Oh, but that reminds me. Are you tired of smoking weed by yourself yet?
Oh, no.
No, that'll never get boring.
No, because that's always been my own thing anyway. Like, I've never been a big, hey, boys, let's go smoke a joint together and stand in a circle and pass it around. I've always been.
That's done. That is done.
Yeah, that's done.
Oh, shit.
That's
so, weed has been my saving grace this whole thing, because around 8 p.m. I start thinking about the upcoming war with China and I need something to relax. am I going to be firing at Chinese communists from my window, or
I don't know. So,
I don't know. I just want to, you know, smoke a blunt and not think about that. So.
I have a feeling, Nick, if we said to the people of China, we could just take your leaders away if you want. You could all just go have nice jobs and lives. It wouldn't be much to do that. The unfortunate thing is they have the biggest army on earth, I guess, by a long shot, and they seem poised for war all the time. So you have good reason to worry.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, when even Democrats are starting to get tough on them, it's kind of scary.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's all bullshit.
Okay, here we go. And we started. That was just a line drive down the center, and it got us into play. We're now on first base. And so, Grizz, you're in isolation. You're lonely. Your mind is going. You have a mind for the news. Nick is scared as hell about China being invaded. To you, this is all bullshit. What do you mean?
It's all bullshit. I just don't buy it anymore, man. I'm tired of this shelter. The numbers don't work. The numbers don't work. That's all I want to say. The numbers don't work. You put the numbers together, they don't work. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay. You have me at the numbers don't work, because I've seen the numbers change so many times now. It's absolutely stupid.
It's impossible to get correct information now. It's just, I've given up on it. It's just, But, you know, if you put out bullshit like the media does, you know, people are just going to believe whatever they want to believe.
That's what I hate. I keep saying to people, watch the 6 o'clock news, because otherwise you're just watching the newsroom get it wrong all day and do their job and screw things up. They're just speculating all day long until they have everything verified at 6 o'clock for the news. And then after that, they go back to verifying everything for the next day, 6 o'clock news. Just watch that. That's as much of the stuff that they could actually verify. Everything yes. else is speculation and bullshit.
All day long.
And then two networks in the States that matter, CNN and Fox, all they do is fight with one another. If I hear CNN refer to Fox News one more time in a newscast, I will never go back there, and vice versa, because that's all they're doing is fighting with one another now in their newscasts.
Yeah, well, that's what kills me about it. It's not about good news. It's about attacking other news. They're not even, there's good news, there's bad news. It's just news. Forget good and bad. But what they're doing is they're saying, these guys, they're not using the facts. And yeah. then the other guys say, well, they're not using facts either. And I hate to say it. I really do, because I never thought I would be in this position where I would go, Fox News is making some good points. Ooh, that's frightening.
Yeah.
But it's true. And when I watch the alarmist crap, like when I, did you see the Humpty Dumpty from CNN the other day, that Brian Stelter guy? He's got a big round head mm-hmm. and bald, right?
Yeah.
And he said that it's okay not to be okay, that he went to bed and he cried the other night and it was okay to not be okay. And I'm like, are you serious? You're in news? Mike Wallace, he wouldn't cry. Walter Cronkite wouldn't tell people he was going to bed and crying. No real newsman would ever say that. But these...
I'm Walter Cronkite. I have to go and cry now.
Oh, and he was a crazy leftist too. And that's the thing. He was a left-wing guy. And
this is Tom Brokaw, aboard the Achille Laurel. I'm weeping. Mm-hmm. I'm weeping like a baby.
Yes. That's a very good Tom Brokaw.
Yeah. That's so true, though, Grizz. That's so true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walter Cronkite talking about crying on that. Like, give me a break. He was stone-faced.
This is a cold. More on this tomorrow. That would be Walter Cronkite.
the only clip you ever saw Cronkite get emotional in was when JFK was shot. That was it. That was the only time he ever got emotional.
Hey, let me ask you something, Nick. I'm going to shock you right now with my opinion. Okay. How often do you have close physical contact with a senior citizen?
Never, ever.
Go back outside and go back to work. And if you get sick, go home and stay there till you're better. Thank you.
I say the same thing.
This is the thing. It's with the media. It's that there's a saying going around that if Trump went out and said that oxygen was good, the media would hold their breath.
yeah, I swear to God, and
would tell the public to hold their breath. So if we have any, especially from Trump saying, you know, if he says, well, let's reopen the economy, all of a sudden we're going to have from the media all these attacks against reopening the economy. And so that's going to encourage, again, general population to not go out and reopen the economy when possibly this solution to this problem is worse than the actual problem. Yeah.
Well, I think that if you take a look at people's mental health, what people can afford in the way of healthcare in the U.S. from now on, the amount of elective surgery that are going to lead to further deaths in this country because they, although they were elective, they were somewhat necessary or necessary scheduled surgeries that were done away with. I think that the death toll is higher, and if we don't get back to doing what we need to do, that's just my opinion. But I do think that we need to take care of our like old and infirmed. And people who are in the high risk category.
Well, I agree with that. Here's what I would say, though, and this is what's bugging me, and I think this is what's going to bug most people, right? I can't believe it. You know, we're this is the Marijuanders, and we're talking politics. It's actually pretty interesting to see where things have gone. But
yeah, we're so past weed being a big deal that we're actually having chats now. This is great.
Yeah, the thing is, people are losing their sense of purpose, and we're giving our sense of purpose to stupid politicians and stupid media outlets.
Yeah.
And they're telling us what to do and how to think and whether we can go outside and whether we can touch our granny, whether we can touch our mom, whether we can kiss our girlfriend, all this kind of stuff.
You sound like Joe Biden. What are you doing there?
it's, well, it just makes me nuts. Cause like on one hand they're saying, hey, people are going broke and we got to get them a bunch of money. So the federal government dishes out $2,000 to everybody all of a sudden, except for me, of course.
I'm sure I'm not getting it either.
And then all of a sudden in downtown Toronto, the mayor says, oh, if you're talking too close to somebody, we're going to give you $1,000 fine. So what is it, man? Are people hurting? Right. And if they are hurting, then why don't the cities understand that maybe give us a fucking mask instead of a fine, if that's what you're worried about. But these fines are exorbitant. They gave out 53 fines or something like that a week ago. And if all those fines were between $700 or $500 and $1,000, that's a lot of money, man, for people that can't really afford it.
I like the way you started a math problem but didn't finish it with math.
I know.
Here you got this number and this number, and that's a lot of numbers.
Exactly. Okay. I am Grizz.
But, but I do think that one thing for sure, no longer do people have the patience for this already. A little bit of a crack in the armor, a little bit of a chink in the armor is not ideal to say at this time. But I will say this. When the news is all starting to crack on, look, we, the numbers were too crazy. The models were built on, you know, the worst case scenarios that couldn't be possible and based on current stats and all that sort of stuff. And then discovering that so many people maybe already had it. As soon as that starts to happen, we all start to go, okay, well, so then I'm done with this.
Yes. And I think more and more people are like us. Like when we engage, when I engage somebody now and go, just do the math. Here's the numbers. These many people died, right? We get it, but we don't know. There haven't been 40,000 autopsies in the United States. There's no way they're going to execute 40,000 autopsies inside of 30 days across the United States. We don't know if these people actually died from coronavirus or they were run over by a bus or they had influenza or they had, you know, a cardiac arrest that might've been brought on by the virus.
Oh, coronavirus is bad. It's going to kill a lot of people. It's the worst at killing a certain category of people ever. Okay. I get it. And it's highly contagious. I get it. A lot of us have already had it. A lot of us are asymptomatic. We're going to find out in the future that a lot more people have it. It's a very serious virus. I get it, but it's very targeted in who it really affects. Right. And our emergency measures are wide sweeping. They're not targeted. Over to you, Nick. Okay.
What's that?
Okay. So, Nick, let me ask you something else then. What is your overall fear right now? Because in the group, you definitely are the factor of fear. And sometimes you echo stuff that's rumbling around in my mind. Right now, you're like, oh, Christ, we're going to war with China. Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking, yeah. I mean, I was curious as to whether China, like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was curious as to whether China would be held accountable at all, considering all the sort of social justice lashback at even calling it out. So, you know,
it's not racist. You know, it's a virus. It came from China.
To criticize the CCP is akin to committing a hate crime against a Korean downtown Toronto, according to a lot of sources, which is nonsense, complete nonsense. But this is what's going on. But that there was a stage of that, and there's still a little bit of that. But now we're seeing Joe Biden put out attack ads saying that Trump was too easy on China. So now even the Democrats are coming around and going, oh, wait, so China needs to be held accountable. And so
Joe Biden, who has 2 points to make and forgets one of them. Yeah.
So it's almost like be careful what you wish for, because we have all of our manufacturing in China, and we have. You know, we depend so much on China for, you know, drugs and things like this. They're a superpower now. We gave them that. We gave them that power. So now we have to. So now, even when all this shit's done, now we have to worry about, you know, what are the consequences of this? Are they going to go to war with us? You know, an actual hot war? Is there going to be? You know, there's already the. Oil prices. Did you hear about the oil prices today?
Less than zero.
Yeah.
$11 or something like that.
Like literally less than zero per liter.
Yeah.
Insane.
That's crazy.
I'll tell you current gas prices. Current gas prices in Toronto. Yeah, right now you can get 67 cents a liter here in
Toronto.
That's
crazy.
And that's just on the news of it, not even the actual impact per barrel.
And here's what's amazing, brother. Here's what makes me nuts about it. Remember, they would say, well, you know what? Food prices are so expensive because fuel is so expensive. Have you seen the price of fucking groceries go down yet? No.
No.
Not in months. And gas dropped below $1.30, what, 2 months ago? Nothing's changed. Nothing. It's all, again, it's all just a freaking shell game all the time. Makes me nuts.
You, Grizz. You're the best. You see, you're kind of the opposite. You and Nick are a good pairing for me to hang with because you're like, this is bullshit. Let me tell you something right now at the top. This virus basically is, it's an Easter egg with a bunch of information. Suddenly I'm turning into
Alex Jones.
I'll tell you something right now, people. If you buy into this bullshit, there's a bunch of things I got to tell you. So, and then you got Nick on the other side who's like, I'm thinking that they've already unleashed another virus. What? Oh, shit. Oh, boo.
Well, the thing is, I'm not afraid of the virus itself. I mean, I'm concerned about, elderly people and things like that. And
yeah.
People,
get out. Leave your house. Go back and do things. Go to the playground and ride around on the toys.
Hope with herd immunity. That's it, Nick. Get out there and the herd immunity
is what we need. You're leading the way.
That's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about people not working for so long.
Yeah.
That's it.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we go back and open up some businesses, like other people's businesses? We'll just go in and open them up for them and say, all right, we're back and see what happens. I mean, it's not really no skin off our back. We don't own the businesses. Maybe there's a break and enter charge, but we'll plant that on Nick and we'll just start the charge back to business. What do you think? Okay.
I think it's going to be tough, man. I think that, I think what's going to happen now is I think a lot of people are going to lose their jobs at places like the bank. They're going to go, well, we don't need 14 tellers at the bank. We only need one in a bank machine. And, we don't need all these people on the 15th floor. We can cut that in half. Those people are all going to be out of a job.
Can I ask you something about that?
Yeah.
You have a friend that works at a bank, let's say, and you are busting your ass at home and they send you a bunch of memes throughout the day and you're like, what the fuck do you do at work, buddy? But they're middle management at a bank, let's say.
Yep.
And you think to yourself often, one day they're going to wake up and realize they don't need you, you son of a gun.
A lot of these white collar people are doing fuck all day.
Yeah.
I know because I was one of them at a certain point. I'm not saying that all of them do nothing, but a good chunk of people have completely useless jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel too.
This might for a little while be the culling of that. You know what I mean? Like essential service might be all we operate on as a society.
Wouldn't that be something? Thank God I'm a construction guy. Thank God I can go do construction. But I worry about those people that are...
Nick, can you capture that as a soundbite? I want to use that over and over again. Thank God I'm a construction guy.
the thing of it is these people that have been institutionalized their whole life, they've finished high school, then they went to university into another institution, and then they left that institution and went to work for another big institution. And basically they're all frat boys and sorority girls hanging out, and they get to dress well and they get to, play in the sandbox, but they have no skill set beyond what they can do at a desk in front of a computer. It's great that you can make an Excel spreadsheet. You know what? I can't. I suck at Excel, but I don't need to hire anybody.
Yeah, but if it came down to it, within about an hour and a half, you would learn Excel?
Probably, yeah.
I'm just putting it out there,
Yeah.
For a while, it was like, you need a web guy to do your website. I actually don't.
Exactly.
You might know a couple more tricks, but yeah, I'll figure it out. And I think that there's a lot of that going on right now. People are oh God, I'm not going back because they're about to get into my computer while I'm away and realize all I've been doing is clipping pictures of boats I want to buy.
That'll be part of it. Don't kid yourself. That's going to be part of it.
Yeah.
I bet you every computer is being looked at in this during this slowdown. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if the IT guys were going through everything remotely going, Joe, he was watching porn. Yeah. Oh, well, get rid of him. and that's going to go on like that for a while. But hey, those poor bastards.
Hey, you know what? Can I, Mr. IT guy, you mind if I ask you a couple questions? So you guys, everybody else is away. You guys are essential service. You're over there and you're checking out everybody's computer right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
That's what you're thinking? Those guys are over there? That's so funny because I actually believe the same thing. The essential service guys right now are sweeping the cameras and building evidence and securing their positions. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I think too.
Blackmail in the new world is going to be the first thing people have to deal with.
Oh, and again, what's going to happen when they come back, man? It's going to be, there's just, the jobs just won't be there. And there aren't enough, there won't be enough construction jobs left either. That's going to slow down big time as well. It's all going to slow down. Even like manual labor, it's not going to be there for a lot of guys. Yeah. And there's going to be a lot of people looking for jobs at Starbucks and they're going to close too. And you're just going to see it happen.
You think Starbucks are going to close?
Lots of them.
A lot of locations. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what do you need them for?
You don't.
People are after this, with people not getting any money for almost a month now, they're going to walk past Starbucks and go, fuck that shit. I can get a coffee for 50 cents at the diner up the street, or I can make it at home. No one's going to do this anymore.
I don't know, man. It's lined up every time I go.
I know it is still.
Yeah.
But oh, so you go to one with a drive through.
They all have a drive through. The ones that, I see what you're saying. The walk ups.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think there might be a reduction of those. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think so.
I think it might be onto something. Nick, you're busy, though. A lot of people in production, because you do like video production, a lot of people in that realm are not busy. You are.
Oh, no. Most of my friends are they're on the CERB.
Yeah.
I've avoided it, but it's just out of luck. I have clients that I make whiteboard videos. So that's what I've been doing.
You don't need to get out there and.
So there's a lot of actors out of work then.
Oh, of course.
Awesome.
That is an upside. There's no two ways about it.
And they're going crazy. They're losing their minds. And friends
crazier than before.
Oh yeah. Even more.
Oh yeah, I've seen it.
What you see with like the you saw Madonna singing in the bathtub with fish.
Did you see her? You know? She looked like a walking cadaver.
Oh, she looks. Oh, she's horrendous. But that's happening the same amongst smaller level actors. They're all posting insane videos on Instagram, and yeah, they're losing their minds.
Yeah,
they're all getting depressed now.
I was gonna say there's a lot of them just like really, really depressed out there.
Yeah,
they don't seem to have any hope at all because they shouldn't have had hope before. They're actors, you know what I mean? Like you have to audition for everything. You have to audition for everything. You don't get most things, so why do you have hope? You should have no hope. Actually, you should have minimal hope as an actor. But then in this time, they just seem to be like thriving on it. It's incredible to me. I see comedians are another one that comedy, stand-up comedy, it's in trouble because it doesn't translate online. There's no real way to get back to performing these like dingy little clubs, I don't think, and make them survive.
No. And they can't, yeah, they can't do it online, like you said, and they're usually constantly doing it. I remember like week one on the lockdown, I listened to a podcast with a stand-up comedian, and it's like, he said, this is the longest I've ever spent not doing stand-up. It was literally a week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, most of them have several a night.
They have to do that in order to stay sane, some of them.
Yeah. And yeah. Also, they have to do it to pay the rent. Because, you know, $75 a show, three shows a night, it is the basis for their rent, most of them in the big cities where they are. But that is vaporized. How'd I do
that? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at this picture of Madonna. Oh, that's not good.
No. She looks awful, dude. She looks like 90 miles of bad road.
Not
100, 90. Like it's not even worth the drive. That's how bad she looks. Yeah.
Nah,
I'm
still down 100%.
You know what's even worse? I got the song Imagine stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But not the John Lennon version.
Oh no.
The fucking Gal Gadot version got stuck in my head as I was washing dishes.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Did Gal Gadot completely ruin her career by doing that?
No.
Because I think she did. Because I don't think I thought she was shit to begin with. And I think this just sort of solidified it for me that she's even more useless and oblivious than I first imagined.
Oh, I don't know. I think they could forgive her for that.
I don't know. She is.
If they could forgive Woody Allen, then they could forgive Gal Gadot.
True enough.
This might take a little longer, to be honest with you.
True enough.
I do feel badly that she was just trying to do something, but don't be that bored. Be rich and just fill your time in your big mansion doing stuff. Go out into your yard, hang around in your pool, learn to take care of that on your own. But stay away maybe from YouTube and Instagram if you're a celebrity right now, because you're a little out of touch. You know?
Did you watch that video where she was singing into her hairbrush in the bathroom? Did you hear what she was singing?
No, what was she singing?
She was using the melody of Vogue and singing a song, "Come on, fish. We're going to have fish for dinner. Come on, fish." I'm not kidding you, bro.
Okay.
She was singing about fish.
And you can catch the lighting guy that she got, that he hired.
Yes,
you in can. The mirror.
Fucking Instagram, like for... she's got a whole crew there to film her silly little Instagram video.
Oh my god.
That's the best part. Yeah. Breaking social distancing rules.
But
to bring in a lighting guy for your fucking social media post.
And then she's in the bathtub.
This one that I saw, she was out of the bathtub, fully clothed, running around the bathroom with a hairbrush, singing into it like a 4-year-old.
Okay, I see it. Now search Madonna bathtub.
I saw the bathtub one, but I didn't watch it for long because I was so repulsed by
her.
And
even though she's naked in the bathtub in her, what, 60s?
Yes.
All anybody can say is she's tone deaf. That's how bad a singer she is.
She's a terrible singer, man. Terrible. Terrible.
Madonna.
She's got the worst voice ever.
I love her. She's so cool. She's the fucking queen. She's the fucking queen. She's always been a true punk rocker.
Well, I sent both you guys that video from, it's about a 5-minute clip from that YouTube guy, Steven Crowder, Louder with Crowder.
Yep.
And he got this clip of Trump during his press conference the other day where he played this video. And Trump's acting, instead of just focusing on the video like every other network did, this one network panned way back so you could see Trump in the shot. And Trump is literally looking at looking at reporters in the room and like pointing at shit that comes up on screen going, yeah, you see that? Yeah, see, hey, look at that, eh? And he does this all through the thing. It is the most glorious fucking troll you have ever seen. So when we get off the air here, you guys should watch that.
I will take a look at that. I see it came up in my email here.
Honest to God, I wish I loved watching something as much as Donald Trump loves watching himself on television. You had to see how cool it was to watch him tear these people apart with a look. It was just humor. Humor. You don't have to like him. It was just funny.
Listen, I'm gonna have a look at that. And you said to me, I'll probably want to post that. I probably will.
Yes.
I wanted to say this. Both of you guys are on really great podcasts. Congratulations to The Awakener.
Thank you.
Amazing numbers on that show. Congratulations to Mostly False. It is fucking hilarious, Nick.
Thank you.
I'll recommend that you listen to both of those. And if you got this far in the podcast, you're either one of the three of us or somebody we love. So we love you. Thanks, guys.
No worries, brother. Take care of yourself.
Goodbye.
Happy Corona.
Hey, it's 420.